This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas State University conducts horticulture-related research at several locations across the state, including the K-State Horticulture Research and Extension Center in Olathe. Director of the center, Carrie Rivard, says that current research is focused on grafted tomato plants, agrivoltaics, and high tunnels.
You know, because Kansas has just very erratic weather, it's very difficult to grow vegetables here. And so one of the things that our growers have figured out real quickly is by utilizing these very primitive greenhouses, or what we call high tunnels, we can produce better crops more effectively, more consistently on a year-to-year basis. We do a lot of work in tunnels. We used to do a lot of systems work comparing open field to high tunnel production, but now we're working more within the tunnel, looking at soil health factors, economics, production practices, and we've done a lot of collaborative work with Drs. Pliaconi, Boulard, and Jenkins, looking at how growing in the tunnels affects nutritional quality, shelf life, and food safety. Another big topic in our lab has also been looking at the use of grafted tomato plants. And we've been able to do a tremendous amount of research in this area. I don't know how many graduate students we've had work in this, but we've done all types of things from how to grow better grafted plants to looking at the rootstocks. We've done collaborative work looking at rootstock microbe interactions with the plant pathology department, and a lot of work with the K-State Olathe team looking at the nutritional quality and the shelf life. After we graft tomatoes, they increase the yield. How does that affect nutritional quality? In the last 5 years or so, we've really been doing less actual research with grafting and more extensions. One of the things that became very clear quickly is that there was nobody in the area producing grafted plants. And we did train some nurseries, but didn't work out very well. So at some point, we actually just started producing grafted plants for farmers in the region. I think this year we did about 15,000 plants. Last year was about 14,000. So we've been above 10,000 plants per year for a number of years now. And, you know, one of the things that's fun about that is we've done a lot of on-farm research in the past. So we know that each grafted plant that we provide for a grower in Kansas is going to add about 11 pounds of fruit per plant by using these vigorous rootstocks that increase yield. So based on our rough estimations, based on our data, we've helped increase almost 1 million pounds of local tomatoes since 2016 as a result of that program. And the last research area that I wanted to point out was really new for us as of last year. We've got a couple different grants to help support this work, and that's really looking to understand how agrivoltaics could be utilized for growing specialty crops in Kansas. For those of you who don't know, agrivoltaics is basically the idea of growing crops around solar panels. There's been a lot of interest both from the energy producing companies as well as our farmers, as well as policymakers and other influencers in the state that are really interested in identifying if we can utilize these systems. And one of the nice things for us is because we have these great collaborators over at Olathe in the post-harvest physiology lab, you know, I can look at the yield, Delaney looks at the nutritional quality, Manreet looks at the food safety factors, and then we can pull that all together for an interdisciplinary approach. The other thing that we've been doing in addition to growing crops in and around these solar panels is we're also just adding more solar to our farm and our farm function. Our farm is 100% carbon free in our irrigation system, and that's not just for our vegetables, but our turf as well. We've been putting a lot of investments into making our irrigation system solar powered in the last 5 years. We also have a new project with the SARE program, developing a solar powered produce cooler that's going to start this fall. And then last but not least, I did just want to talk for a minute about our extension programs. One of the main programs here is called Growing Growers, and this is basically a beginning farmer program. This is actually our 21st year of Growing Growers. And for a very long time, it was really just based around the Kansas City area. And basically, we locate apprentices on farms so they can learn directly from commercial farmers. And then we would do sort of like a workshop series at the same time for those apprentices. In the last 5 years, we've changed it to an online format. So we have an online course that you can enroll in through our website, and then our apprentices can take that course. And the nice thing about that is we've been able to expand throughout Kansas and now also into Missouri through the help of a USDA grant. So we're excited about all the work that's happening with Growing Growers these days.
That's Carrie Rivard, director of the K-State Horticulture Research and Extension Center in Olathe. The August K-State Garden Hour highlights a variety of research projects being conducted by Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.